Merkle Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. It went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
It's recording now.
It's recording. It's okay.
Okay.
We're going to make sure that we're getting into casual conversation. I thought that's what break room was. So.
Yeah, Shipper was. I'm looking at the screen. Didn't see his countdown.
What?
So whatever.
It's counting down. Something's gonna go on.
It's gonna blow.
Anyway. He's like, "Oh my god, it's gonna blow!" Mm-hmm.
It's like the new trucks with the distance beeper. You know, the closer you get, the faster it goes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That's funny. I'm glad you like the hats. I mean,
yeah.
I have this printer local that I was using, but I'm going to be moving away from them because, did I tell you about the merch company that is in Texas that's going to be bringing me on?
No.
Apparently not. So did I tell you that The Confessionals is in partnership with Spotify? No. Okay.
That would be a no-ski.
Cricket.
They reached out and they wanted to do a 6-month.
Wait a second. Hold on. Is this Hammerlite Legends or is this the other show today?
It's Break Room.
Well,
I'm just teasing. I was just being facetious.
Break Room.
This is the Break Room at Merkle Media.
Along the way, I was going to find a unique way to tie it into Hammer Lane Legends, but
you just danced. Way to go, Dad.
I opened my mouth and blew it. Right, I gotcha.
Anyway, I'm working with Spotify, and they my rep over there suggested a merch company in Texas. I reached out to them.
Wow.
And they're flying me down at the end of this month to show me through their warehouse. They take on like two new clients a year, and they're bringing me on as a client. And they are going to start doing all our merch. So everything like merch, media hats will more than likely come from there moving forward. Right now, that partnership is going to be just for my show, but
mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
As that grows and I can show that I can turn revenue for them, I'll look to bring on other podcasts as well through that merch company. Cause it's a huge merch company. Like they do all the merch for like Black Rifle Coffee, LA Fitness, like they do all the big brands. And so, and it's, what's cool is that they'll do it all, per order. So like once it gets to the point where, you know, Hammer Lane Legends is integrated into this merch thing, they will have one of their people build a merch website for Hammer Lane Legends. Mm-hmm. When people go and order a hat, a t-shirt or whatever, it's already made in a warehouse and they get the order and they just ship it out. And so it'll be very efficient. So yeah, that's how I was going to tie it all in, but you had to just jump the gun.
Nicely well, that's timing. The show. Thanks
that's
for listening.
Show, yep.
Look at
hope
that.
You enjoy it.
We
enjoy
the hammer it. Down.
Tony and Jack. Keep the hammer down in Hammer Lane. You got that right, Jackson. See you next time.
You know, whoever.
Well, you know, maybe maybe down the road we can actually do this whole Riverside thing. Now that I have it up and going, maybe it's easier than doing the.
It's not a maybe. It is. You just need to get everything, like all the settings set up. And you weren't prepared for that today, but like once everything's like working, it's so easy. And also, you don't have to do anything other than record on here, and Jack can pull everything. You don't have to upload it anywhere. Nothing. Jack can just log in and
so download. When we say have a good night and hit off, we're done.
You're done. Yeah.
You don't have to download it or nothing or send it any place.
Nothing. No. All you do is hit the record button and then the stop record button when you're done. And
okay, then, so I guess that's on your side because we don't have a...
Yeah, I have it on my side because I set this one up. But yeah, I mean, like, so when Tanya has the baby in April, we're going to come up and we can walk you through all that stuff and
hook That'd it be up. Cool. Yeah, you can put my...
in April?
Yeah, April 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Put my troubled mind at ease with this thing. Yeah. I mean, I like it. You know, I like the idea. It just, I don't know if it just seems...
We're two old farts. We are.
We're like two idiots. You know? Yeah,
you're telling me I got to go to an iPhone 15. I'm going to be screwed for about a year.
Oh, nobody's telling you that. Don't worry. Relax. You can still stay on your Nokia.
No, I'm on an iPhone 10. Come on, man. Give me a break.
Come on, man.
Is that what you said?
10, yes.
10.
Jeez, man. Like, yeah. I have an iPhone 10 with the screen popping off in my office that I use for like the office phone. Man.
I have an iPhone 12.
Yeah. I don't even know what mine is. I think mine's a 13, so it's probably not that bad.
Yeah.
But Jack's
all right. You know, it's all gooder. But anyway, that's, you know, that'd be cool if we walk through this when you guys come up. I get really edgy when I'm trying to do something I don't know what I'm doing because I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm like looking for information. I'm looking for the information. And I'm not. Yeah,
he gets a bad case of cranky pants.
He does.
Quick.
Yeah, he does. That's why this morning threw me when we went to power up the computer. I'm like, it's not saying anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how the hell's Tony in the new
year? Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm prepping for this winter storm we're getting. We're getting 2 inches and the world is shutting down here.
Do you love that? Every winter storm now has got a name. It's the craziest thing.
Is there another? When's the storm coming through?
Well, this one coming through now is Jerry.
Where's it at?
I think Jerry's up in the north there.
Is it up above us now?
Yeah, it should be close to Buffalo. And New York.
Yeah, Buffalo.
You guys just got snow?
No, we just got rain. Like a ton of it.
We're supposedly going to be getting some on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're supposed to get some Tuesday.
Monday now.
Yeah, it's over two inches on Monday.
Oh, no doubles, no empties. Schools are shut down.
Yeah, well, it's a holiday, so the kid was already out of school.
Oh, that's right.
What's a holiday?
Martin Luther King. Milk Day.
Yeah.
MLK Day.
Yeah. I had no clue. Wintercast. Let's see what the Wintercast says for Mooresville.
But, Yeah, it's
according to an inch of snow, Tuesday 3 a.m. to Tuesday 7 p.m.
Right, but the Weather Channel had it be between 1 and 9 inches of snow. They were really
between 1 and 9.
Yeah, they were really hedging their bets on Friday night.
That's narrowing it down.
Yeah, between 1 and 9 inches of snow, and then there's supposed to be snow coming on next Saturday too. There's supposed to be snow coming.
Jeez,
up our way.
What in the
supposedly,
world?
I think it's like it's in the negative temperatures in Kansas right now.
Oh yeah, the wind chills. Yeah, they were talking 45 to 50 degrees below zero.
Yep.
Yeah,
that'll put a little pep in your step when you go out to the garage.
just a little.
Yes,
you might have a frozen step, but it's okay.
Or you're frozen right to the ground.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What the? You know, Friday night into Friday night looks like we're going to get an inch and 1.2 inches, is what it says for Friday coming up.
Right.
But that's it.
You never know.
I keep checking the West Springfield, Massachusetts weather.
That's right. That's where you're going, right?
Yeah.
That's your dad's new destination. Back in 23, he was a firm believer. I have no desire to go that way. I don't want nothing to do with it. Never, never, never. Don't want the t-shirt, nothing.
I don't go that way.
In 24, I picked that as number one.
Yep.
But yet he has not yet driven it this year because he's been off.
It's called vacation.
So, hold on a second. Where are you heading?
Massachusetts.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
you're going to Averett that you're dropping off up there? No, not Averett.
Ross Express. Ross.
Yeah.
Ross. So you're dropping off loads for Ross.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm picking up
Ross. Why did you choose Massachusetts? Are you insane?
No, I have. There's a reason. There's a method to my madness, and I don't want to say it.
Okay. I won't because you're trying to then really give it away for the other guys. I got it.
No, I don't want to give it away.
In general,
it's up and back. There's no go through.
It's up and back. There's no Pitt Ohio line haul won't screw with them.
Yeah, I don't have to go back through Oaks or back through this terminal or Cherry Hill or East Windsor or anybody else.
Why don't you head up a little bit, hit Oaks on your way to Allentown? It's like that's not on the way.
Not on the way, and I don't exactly. So that's the method.
Tony, I left Harrisburg. I'm flying down 81, just about the 78. I get a message on the our new phones, our Mavens.
Yeah,
our new Maven system. Our new system, you know, took place of the PeopleNet.
Now, be nice. You're talking about our company that we work for.
I'm just saying. I get the message. Turn around. Go back to Harrisburg. I'm like...
He was on his way back to Allentown.
I'm on the way back. You know, I quick check paperwork. I'm like, yeah, this is an Allentown load. It came right out of Roanoke. I mean, I know numbers it came out of Roanoke because I literally saw the guy drop it. And as soon as he pulled out, I hooked to it because they gave me that number.
You know what?
So, turn around. They decide they're going to send me to Hazleton.
I'm going to say this. So the anxiety went through the roof when I heard that because I've been there.
Yeah. And
what pisses, this is what I think, hindsight, not being in the industry, you know, I've been out driving for what, 3 years now or something.
Yeah, you're green under the collar now.
I'm never going back.
Brother. So,
like, here's the thing that I think looking back, I can identify why it's so infuriating because it's like, it's your job, it's you drive, and more miles, more hours, whatever. But what it is that when you're winding your day down, and you're like, okay, I'm heading back, and then you get a message that says, turn around to go to Harrisburg. No whys, no to do this, no nothing. It's just
turn around,
go to Harrisburg. And it's like, and at the same time, you know, there's certain other guys that they'll call and say, hey, can you? But for you, it's a turn around. I'm not even gonna tell you why. Just go there, and you'll figure it out when you get there.
Right.
That is infuriating, and you don't have like they're like, why are you so stressed out all the time? Because I never know what I'm gonna get done. Like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't like just staring at the road for 14 hours consistently and not knowing if I'm actually done or not, and knowing that there's other guys that because they complain enough, you call and say, hey buddy, can you? No, okay, I'll call Brian.
Yeah, you know, but the whole thing really brought it down to me. I mean, I have this down to a science. I can crank out two and be done under eight and do the eight and skate rule, and I don't have to take a lunch. Now I'm like, I got to turn around. Now you want me to send me up to Hazleton, and I'm like, I'm going to need a lunch here. That's now an extra half hour. It's going to be tacked on to my day.
Yeah. Sorry about that. DoorDash. Sure.
That was the magic.
DoorDash.
Wow.
Still he uses DoorDash.
My word.
I'll be right back. I got to go get the DoorDash.
Okay. You can get the DoorDash. We'll wait.
Some things never change.
Nope. Oh,
well, at least they know where his house is now.
I had no clue.
Yeah, it's actually on the map now.
It's on the map. Merkle Media is on the map.
Man, that is beautiful.
Hey, we use DoorDash for everything. That's what our conversation was when I was up there. That's DoorDash is just perfect. They do everything for you, and then you pay them to drive it to you.
Wow, it must be.
See, you could quit your job and just be DoorDash for your sons.
That's true. No. Yeah. Because my job would never end.
Apparently, I would not know when I'm coming home.
Because
on your 15th hour, Tony wants a burrito. Jack wants a smoothie.
Exactly. Oh man, it'd be a burrito, and then one of us would order like tape or something.
Yeah,
tape. Stop at Walmart and get this, and then on your way, stop and get me a cup of coffee, iced coffee, on your way back from Dunkin' Donuts.
I need a pack of razors from the Walgreens.
Yep.
God,
for the love of
you, this generation's spoiled.
Well, what are we having for dinner if we're doing DoorDash? What are we doing? Where did he go? Do you know? I mean,
he went to the front door.
I know he went as far as the front door.
Well, I live in a castle, you know.
Of course, you know, I know how it is. It must, you know, hey, look, dude, teach, you know, God bless you.
Hey, my kid went down to Arkansas this past week. And I was almost going to give him your address to stop on by on the way back if you wanted to have some ribeyes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, where was the almost? You should have just done it.
Well, you know, I didn't know, you know, in the Merkel Castle there, if the gates would allow anybody to come through, come over to Moat to, you know, take that 12-mile trek up the hill to the castle.
Well, we have a flash card color system down at the bottom of the hill. And there's instructions, and if they get it right, we know they're an ally, and they don't have the red dot put on their forehead. So I'm sure he's a smart kid. He would have figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was when you were up, Jack, and I didn't know when you were leaving, and he was saying that he was hitting snow, and there was a couple wrecks on 81 or whatever when he was going down through. So I was like relaying it, and you know, to let your dad know, to let you know. And like I said, I didn't know when you left. Because somebody decided to extend his vacation.
Yeah. Some people are just terrible that way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, use up your vacation time and you know.
It's burn it all through the winter months.
Hey, you know it.
Well, this time, so last time when I came up there, I think it was for Thanksgiving, on the way down, that was when I had seen, like, there was about an hour and a half delay where you had to actually exit off of.
Get on to 11.
Yeah, exactly. Which, when you said that, I got off early because I looked ahead and saw that there was a giant red mark for traffic. So you said 11 parallels, so that's what I did. Just got off way early, took that the rest of the way down, but traffic got heavy on that. It was it was way better than having to deal with the backup of traffic before I hit an exit or something like that. Right. This time was super easy. No, there was no inconveniences, no real issues with traffic. It's like you get those occasionally where it's actually a nice drive.
Yeah, we call that an easy night once in a while.
they do happen occasionally.
Yep.
But you know, it's like it sometimes it pays to be friends with a walking Rand McNally, you know, in person. You know, he can text you and let you know.
Listen, the night,
no matter where you go, he can tell you how to go around.
The night the kid was taken off to go to Arkansas, I already made the phone call to Hardy out of Roanoke. And I says, "Hey, listen, you get any messages about 81 in Virginia, because you know how 81 is." I says, "You need to give me a call and let me know, because I says I got to relay that to my kid, so he's got my truck that I don't have that in the traffic pile ups or anything."
Yeah. Did you try it?
Yeah. All right.
Did you get a chance to try the ribeye of the sky?
No, not yet. He already vacuum packed them and already put them in the freezer on top of all the other stuff he's got there. they're good to go in case the world
comes. When it all falls apart, Shipper knows what he's having for dinner. Yep. Ribeye of the sky.
That's it. Amen, I'm looking at my dinner laying in the yard back there thinking, it's looking good.
How are those pigs doing?
I was going to say, we burn a boar.
we're gonna get rid of them mid-March. They're gonna
nearing their up. End.
You're going to get rid of them? Is that a nice way to euphemistically speaking?
All right, I'm gonna put a bullet in the back of their head. I'm gonna rip their skin off and then cut them up into pieces.
Yeah. Are you gonna try and butcher them yourself?
I'm not gonna try. I'm gonna. Yeah.
No, I was curious. I was just curious, like, if you're gonna do it.
I've never done it. I have a guy come in and he's gonna do the first one, and then he's gonna walk me through the second one, and I got probably about five or six other guys coming to watch because they all want to learn how to do it too. So that's the way it is down here. Like everybody around here, if they don't do it, they want to know how to do it. So when they know somebody else is doing it, they come over and watch. It's that's the way it is. It's kind of cool.
That is
like just yesterday we had, there's a guy, one of Ben's classmates, her parents live on, I think it's like 6 or 7 acres, and they do homesteading too. And they were processing sheep yesterday, and he said if I wanted to, I could come over and watch. And I just didn't know. But yeah, I mean, it's just a lot around here. I mean, they say East Tennessee is like the homesteading capital of the world, so it's like everybody does this stuff, and so it's just kind of
nobody works for a living. They're just all homesteaders.
It is their living.
Oh, you can't even go to the Bass Pro Shops anymore. Yeah. You got, you know, naked guys jumping in the fish aquarium.
I did see that.
That's not in Tennessee.
And other people walking in with big fishing nets and taking the fish right out of the aquarium and walking out with them.
Wow. Where did I
saw that? Was in Florida.
That was Florida.
One of those is Tennessee.
And a lot of the fishermen down there were really PO'd about that guy. Trust me.
The naked guy or the fisher guy?
The guy that took the fish right out with the net. they're pissed at that guy.
Why?
Because
They didn't think of it first?
No, it was like a 50-pound, I want to say tarpon fish. And, you know, it was a really nice fish, apparently. And, you know, the fishermen are really PO'd about it. So, you know, they'll find that guy quick.
Apparently.
That guy quick. But the other guy, I watched the video with the guy that jumped in naked.
Yeah.
And when he came out, he basically knocked himself out, hitting the rocks. And he just laid on the floor, and they just put the handcuffs on him. And the cop literally just drug him. Didn't even pick him up. Drug him right out the store.
You know, sometimes.
It's as well, the guy's slippery already, so he just slides up.
Right along.
He dries off.
It's Florida.
This side's done. The stolen fish was Florida. And I don't know where the nut job was that
the naked dude.
The naked nut job.
Pretty sure it was Alabama.
Alabama.
Well, was it? Well, there you are.
Yeah. Eh.
Enough said.
I don't know. That's just craziness. That is crazy. So what are we having for dinner tonight, Tone?
Chick-fil-A. It's not here yet. They're just they're calling because they wanted to know what kind of sauce we wanted or something like that.
Chick-fil-A does DoorDash. I didn't know that.
DoorDash.
Yeah.
Oh, DoorDash does Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. So, but no, there's a Chick-fil-A that I saw over in Knoxville that actually had their own delivery cars. I guess it's probably for catering or something, but I'd never saw it. It was like a
whole. Oh, yeah. We have, I know the one that is near me that has their own van for like you said, catering. Yeah. For like, well, if Merkle Media wants to put on a chicken spread.
Say you might want to qualify that. Tony.
Can we have a company meeting before we hit record?
You are married men. No chick spread for you.
My lord, guys. We can't get through 20 minutes of a recording before you guys go messing it up.
That's sleep deprivation right there.
Oh, God.
I'll just shut up now.
I'm just going to hang up the headphones. Nice talking to you guys.
Hey. It's a good thing none of your wives listen to the show.
Amen, brother. Oh, my word.
My kid and a couple of his friends listen to it religiously.
Yeah, well, it's good. Hey, Mom, you got to hear this.
Holy crap.
Yeah,
a guy that I know down here texted me yesterday, and he said, hey, does your wife listen, like talking about the topics you do on your show? Because my wife loves listening to your show and she wants somebody to talk to. I'm like, my wife never listens to my show.
Yeah, I'm club.
And I, at this point, I mean, it's like our job is to talk about it. So when we're not doing our job, probably not,
Right.
it's like asking somebody if they want to drive truck on the weekend for fun.
Right. Yeah, not happening. Yeah, we don't even drive truck during the week for fun. It's definitely a paycheck thing, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my word! And you know, no chicks involved.
Yeah. No chicks involved.
I promise. Who's got time for that crap?
Oh, there. No, I better not. He listens. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. J Rob, if you're listening right now, you know the story I was about to tell, but I'm not going to tell.
Uh-oh.
You're good.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah, we'll just move on from there.
Yeah,
by the way, how's the Pitt, Ohio guys doing and stuff? Everybody doing well over there? Brian Bowers and all the other.
Yeah.
Trigger's good.
Yeah, he's doing,
He's
doing all right, yeah.
Good.
And all the guys we've had on the show so far, all the Pitt, Ohio drivers, they're all doing well.
Yeah, nobody's died yet this year, but it's early.
I don't think anybody's even quit yet.
Wow.
We've had on the show. So, yeah. Amazing.
It's like one of those things where they now have a ticker on the top of all the terminal buildings. So many days with nobody quitting, and then like 2024 hit and it went back to zero and everybody cheered. Yeah! You
know? No, we're waiting for them to put little clickers on the top of all the Pitt, Ohio terminals that say, this is the amount of downloads for Hammer Lane Legends from Pitt, Ohio. Yes, sir.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
There should be some kind of, I don't know. There probably could be some kind of marketing, little marketing thing we could do where it's like, even just like stickers or something for the trucks that, you know, I don't know, something to associate with the show. I know Pitt wouldn't allow it officially, but the drivers put stickers on the truck all the time. I mean, I did. I put my other show stickers on there.
Wow.
I listen to Hammer Lane Legends.
Yeah, something like that. Like, you know, or just even like the logo or something. I don't know. Like, just kind of like a if you know, you know kind of thing, you know? Or even, that's my marketing ploy. I'm not going to give that to you for free.
We got to pay for it, dude.
I got one I'm getting ready to implement and stuff that if it goes well, I'll pass it on to you when I'm done with it. Sloppy seconds, you know?
That's gross. What
the heck? I told you. Put all the receipts from everything for the whole year
and send them down.
Send it down and he'll send you a check.
is that... I don't...
Interesting.
All of a sudden, Tony got really quiet.
You heard you heard his wallet literally tweets.
It's like Scrooge McDuck. The vault just slammed shut. We're hilarious, dude.
And he's saying, we gave you two hats this year.
I know. Like, what else do you want? Like, you got two freaking hats. I don't know. There's some things you could probably do, though.
That was funny, dude. That was just funny. We're good. We're good.
Are we?
I wonder if there's something you could do where it's like Pitt, Ohio associated, but not like officially, but like almost like the Pitt guys would want to wear this as a hat, but it's show associated as well. I don't know. Give me some time. I'll think of something fun.
Did Jack talk to you about? I don't even know if maybe we should wait. Maybe we should talk about this off air, huh? Yeah, probably. Yeah. That's a good thought.
Never mind.
Okay.
Keep listening for further details.
Further details to follow. Yeah.
Anybody who says, I do that. I hate when they drop things and they say, well, we can't talk about it now. Hey, get over it.
Well, yeah. We
didn't even start clearing anything yet.
Yeah.
it's funny because like I'll say things that I'll be like, you know, I'll lead people to the edge of a cliff and I'll be like, but I can't tell you the rest. I hate when you do that. And it's like, well, okay, then I won't tell you anything. You just won't have any clue whatsoever that there's anything cool on the horizon. Is that better?
And then you'll know when everybody else knows.
Yeah. Anyways. So
what about, I was thinking about this yesterday and only because like I saw this from one of the guys on the Facebook page. He was talking about just kind of like unmet expectations from people around you, people on the road and stuff like that. But what do you think about unmet expectations as far as trucking goes? I mean, you guys aren't truckers. What do you guys expect from truck drivers?
Well, I expect them to keep it between the lines.
As Shipper says, between the mustard and the mayo.
That's awesome.
I was just talking to somebody about different things with trucking and I forget who I was talking to, but I could tell that certain truckers weren't meeting their expectations in the stories that I was telling, like how certain drivers will, you know, like everybody knows truckers pee in the bottle, right? But I think truckers probably know this. They just don't care. Because they're not the one dealing with it. But like when you dump your piss bottle out the window and it splashes down on the truck, like that don't go nowhere. That's just stains like your battery boxes and stuff.
Right.
You can see the stain, and then the mechanics, they need to hose it down before they even work on stuff. Well, I was talking about that stuff, and then I mentioned how like some people, specifically from certain other countries, will cut holes in floors and take dumps on the road while they're driving.
Right.
And that didn't meet the person's expectations when I was telling them that story of how
I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because most people don't expect that. They're not expecting a.
I remember seeing that one online. What DOT looks at when he's doing an inspection.
can you imagine that? That would be horrible. That'd be terrible. That would be terrible. You know, it's like, I don't know. That didn't really come into my mind when I was thinking about, you know, unmet expectations in the trucking industry, Tony. But I'm glad that you brought it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I've been there. I've been on that side of it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
like, my expectations are pretty low. You know?
Atta boy, son. You just keep that bar low and
you'll be all right.
When they see that somebody is a truck driver, they like, oh, you went to school and you're just, but that's like, I don't know.
Might be the newer generation. They went to school,
but it doesn't mean anything, you know?
Right.
I think that maybe the general public's expectation is a little higher than mine, but I mean, I also think that people are really, really surprised to see truckers do certain things, and some of it's justified and some of it's not, right? But sometimes people will be like, they'll pick things to complain about when it comes to truckers, and I'm like, well, actually, you're wrong. You know, like you just don't understand.
Tony's got the inside track.
Well, you know, when your tractor tires, your front steering tires wind up in somebody's back seat, that's unmet expectations. They expected you to stop. That is unmet expectations.
Yeah.
You know,
very.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I was agreeing. That's very unmet expectations. Yeah,
because that is how people treat truck drivers.
Yeah.
You can respond. And
you as the truck driver, get out of the truck. These brakes you should not buy.
Right. Yeah. These aren't any good. Don't do this.
These don't stop so good a lot.
Well, here's one for you. So I've seen people complain about truckers taking up both lanes on a highway and not just passing. But what they don't understand is the weight differential thing. And so there's two trucks, one behind the other, and the one in front is just, say it's 55 and they're going 55 and you're going and you want to pass them and you can. You start passing them and you hit a hill that you weren't expecting. And all of a sudden, you're pulling 60,000 pounds and that guy next to you is pulling 20 and he's just cruising at 55 and you're just struggling to keep up. And you got a whole line of cars now behind you. And they want you to speed up and pass them in order to get over, but you literally can. And in order for you to fade back and get in front of behind that guy, you got to actually slow down to like 45 now. And everybody behind you is going to be bumping their brakes to 20. And it's just like they don't get it. They think, well, why don't you just go? Like you're a big truck, big engine, just drive, just go. And it's like, yeah, it's not like that though. It
doesn't work that way.
No.
Welcome to slot car racing. I need to get momentum to get around. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, that's just it. And then you get the person who's in the left-hand lane or in the right-hand lane who's going to, in a car, who's going to do 55 miles an hour at the bottom of the hill and not, so you can't pick up speed. Right. You can't get momentum to get halfway up the hill before you start slowing down. Yeah. Yeah. I get you. I feel you.
I feel you, bro.
Jack, what are your unmet expectations in the trucking industry?
I don't know.
Getting his Amazon on time.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I have an Amazon delivery today.
Oh, so, how about, you know what? Yeah, but
please hold.
Yeah, please hold. I'm going to go get my Amazon.
Yeah, here we go. DoorDash and Amazon. That's what's going on in Tennessee today.
Mm-hmm. What it is. I'll tell you what. Yeah. I have unmet expectations with DoorDash.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I don't know what the difference is between here and there, but I've never, ever had so many issues with my orders as I do down here. Mm-hmm. And it's not DoorDash. It's actually the people that work in these establishments. Because every time I order food, whether it's DoorDash or delivery straight from the restaurant, mm-hmm. I always, always, always don't get the order I ordered. Always. Either I get somebody else's order, which is on DoorDash, or I will get half the order. So I'll be missing an entire sandwich, an entire brisket. Like they, it never, ever comes right. In fact, when my DoorDash gets here today, I guarantee you there will be something wrong with it every time.
Well, you know how you can remedy that situation.
What?
Go pick it up yourself.
I know. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Where I live, everything's like 20, 30 minutes away. So I'd rather have somebody bring it to me than me drive 30 minutes and then come back. You know?
I feel you, bro.
especially when I got to be on Hammer Lane Legends.
You know, right?
Exactly.
I understand we this being the homesteader that you are, you know, and living off the grid.
Nicely played.
Hey. Even
though they have DoorDash.
Okay. All right, the Amish have cell phones. The Jews have tunnels in New York. It all is the same thing, man.
Tony's got DoorDash.
Oh, you know, we're talking about butchering pigs.
Did you see that? Talk about logistics. That crew, the Jewish guys up in New York that dug a tunnel, and they actually had part of the tunnel going underneath the street, and they're coming out of like the street grates in New York. They were like Ninja Turtles in New York going there. It's the craziest thing.
What were they digging tunnels in New York for?
We don't know yet. But they were pulling it. They like literally like whatever organization, Jewish organization that was in charge of this property found out that these younger Jewish men had dug tunnels underneath their building. So the older elders or whatever called the city in to come and cement the tunnel up. The younger guys went into the building part, dug up, like broke through the wall to their tunnel and stood in the tunnel to block it from being cemented. The police had to come and arrest them, and they were pulling out like dirty stained mattresses. There was like baby strollers back there. Yeah, we have no idea what was going on back there. It's the most bizarre thing in the world.
Sound like daddy daycare going on or something.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, wow. I don't know. Literally, I don't know if it was like a weird boys club, but like it wasn't like, and there was like this rumor that there was like this rift as to who actually owned the property. And I wonder if that's why they were standing in place because they're like, well, this is our tunnel. This is our property. You don't have a right to close it off kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I have no idea, but it was the weirdest thing in the world. And like, I don't know. It's just
weird.
It's so weird. I'm surprised you haven't heard about that. Like,
I saw something, but I just blew by it. Like, I saw something on YouTube.
Weird. Like, I think the thing that put it over the top in weirdness is when I saw, like, literally, they were coming out of sewer grates. Like, I'm like, this is like, this is the weirdest thing in the world. Like, I really felt like if you would have just put them in a Ninja Turtle costume, they were shooting for a movie. Like,
Start asking their names. Who's Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello?
I'm like, what in the world is going on here?
Where's Master Splinter?
There you go. That's it. Where is Master Splinter at? He's nowhere around when you need him.
Wow.
So, topic number two. What went on in Miami?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you, there was portals popping open in the middle of a mall and monsters were coming through. That's what happened in Miami.
Here goes half the audience now. They're like, uh-oh. So that's what happened, really?
I mean, the official story is that there was kids with sticks or fireworks.
Yeah.
And they had to have like over 600 police cars respond. No fire trucks, no ambulance, just police officers though. That make that sense to you?
No.
If there was four kids with sticks, 600 officers, doesn't make sense. If there was a group of kids with fireworks and they were thinking terroristic type things. So say there was like 60 kids and they're blasting fireworks and they're like, is this explosions? We don't know. Send the troops. Fine. But where are the fire trucks? Where are the ambulances? Because they're getting dispatched as well. So I don't understand why there was no police. There was only police response. Right. And then on top of that, we live in a world that's no stranger to riots. I mean, in the last 4 years of our country, we've had plenty of riots. I mean, like we yawn at, like when somebody, when the news break happens and it says riots in so-and-so city, we literally swipe left real fast. We're like, we don't care anymore. And that, when's the last time we had a riot that had any weird, bizarre, off-topic things associated and tied to it? None. Never. Whenever we have a riot, it's always, there's a riot. And the only thing that we're discussing is who's responsible for it. Is it the left? Is it the right? Is it white supremacists? Who's the boogeyman in this riot? But right. It was a riot and we're going to cover it and we're going to talk about it because riots are flashy stuff that always gets clicks. There's no way if there was an actual riot going on in Miami that it's not being talked about as a riot, let alone why is there this weird off the wall thing tied to it? Where did that come from? Why is it that if there was a riot that happened in Miami, that there's even grounds for this rumor to start of these creatures appearing in a mall in Miami on New Year's night? Like that doesn't, like, where did that even come from? Unless there's a seed of truth. And that's what I side with. I think that what happened was interdimensional beings came through a portal that opened up in the mall and they started walking down the hallway at 8 to 10 feet tall, scaring everybody. And now there's a big cover up. That's what I think happened in Miami.
Do you hear what he's shucking?
Are you driving what he's shucking?
No.
I knew. I could just see Shipper's eyes. He's just like slowly turning his eyes over to me. Like, at a corner of his eyes, like,
At which part? Like, what?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about interdimensional beings, man. Like, you don't, what? Is that where I'm losing you? Because, I mean, we can, if like, what part of the trusted narrative do you want to trust in? Because, like, even the establishment says that there is interdimensional beings coming through portals now. Like, that's just what's talked about. That's just facts.
If there's an interdimensional being about my size, it's sure in the hell ain't a little portal.
It's a big portal.
Okay. When one comes in the shape of like me, then we got something. Otherwise, that's, you little mini bees, who cares? No,
they were like 8 to 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
And
Skipper would be right. Stretched out.
Right. Just gotta get one of those flatteners.
And a taffy stretcher.
Yeah.
Your mom was talking to me about it. I didn't know what she was talking about. So I looked it up.
This is my show. I just did a show on Tuesday about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there were 60 police, or was it 60 or 65 police cars?
Oh, now it's 60.
No. It was 100. Look at the video. You can see it yourself. It was 100. Yeah,
there's a lot of them.
The official report is like 60 or 65 or something like that.
Well, then they're lying. See, I told you they're lying.
They're gaslighting you. Don't believe your own eyes.
Not aliens.
I didn't hear a word about it.
I didn't hear anything about it until Michelle said something to me.
What?
And I was like,
well, she has all that time at Amazon.
I know.
All my world talked about for like 5 days.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I didn't say I just heard about it today. I just meant I didn't know about it until your mom said something.
Well, you're closer to Miami than we are.
So it was like last.
Yeah, that's true. Monday, Tuesday. That's true. Yeah, news travels fast there. When it's coming. It's coming from the south. South to south.
The smoke signals don't get messed up.
Right.
In the jet stream. You know, they do once they get up this far, you know, because you get,
We get mixed
signals. But no, it's interesting. I just thought it was an interesting subject. I didn't know, like, I have no idea what all went down because I just,
even if there's no, you know, paranormal aspect that you want to look at it, it's just such a weird scenario that they would have that many police show up for what they claim is just teenagers in a mall. Like, you would think at the most, maybe 10 police, 15 police cars, you know, right. And that's a lot. That's a big response, typically. And considering the size of the group of teenagers, they said it was 4 teenagers, and then they upped it to, like, I forget how many. It was like 20 or something. But it's just nuts. Like, that's a lot of police cars and then officers combined to get there and try and quell fireworks yielding teenagers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, did you tell him about Gary with about the haunted barn or whatever by his place? Remember Gary?
Gary, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gary. And I didn't talk to him about it yet.
Gary Ducey.
No, Gary, the guy we interviewed here at Christmas. Gary and his wife, Allison.
Yeah.
Tell him about it. I'm texting my wife.
He was saying something about he's got some kind of haunted barn that's near him or on his property, or he knows somebody that has his barn or whatever. I said we'd forward the information to you. So there it is. It's forwarded.
There it is.
End of story. That's it.
That's in 2024, Brian, this isn't how you forward information.
It is when you're a 60-year-old trucker.
It is when you're talking to me. That's what it is.
You're lucky he didn't send you a freaking mail, like in his snail mail. He actually told you to person.
I would have sent it in snail mail, but the price of snail mail has gone up. Now I think it's 60, is it 66 or did it go up yet?
Really?
Yes. I almost took a crap when my wife, they said that it's like 66 cents to send a card. I'm like,
wow,
I'm spending $50 in Christmas cards just for postage. Screw that. Wow. I'll deliver it myself.
That's crazy.
I'll get that DoorDash that Tony got.
Oh, no, that's a new line for DoorDash. They can start delivering cards locally. Yeah. You know, start delivering mail.
Yeah, stop him at the Chick-fil-A. I
know what that would cost.
Stop him at the Chick-fil-A. Oh, I got Tony's. Hey, I got a card for him. Just take this with.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my word.
Be sure to bring all your mail with you when you go to a fast food restaurant, because you never know when you get delivered. ASAP.
I am texting your mother, yeah. So just keep chit-chatting amongst yourselves.
This is one of these shows where it's not Brian Shipper is looking at his phone. It is Brian Merkel his phone.
Brian Merkel is texting his wife because Brian Shipper was looking at his phone because in Leesport because there's a main break.
Well, I showed you that article before, and you just, water main break.
Well, then I showed Leesport.
Well, you could have clicked on it. This is what I have to work with.
So I just want to let your mom know to be careful coming up from Tanya's because she's visiting Tanya.
And she might drive through a big puddle.
Or a big hole, sinkhole.
Or just not be able to go through the, come up that way at all. So,
because you know how tall your mom is.
You can see over.
If it's a 5-foot hole, you're not going to see her.
Right? Not an exaggeration.
She'll disappear right into it.
Right. Drive the car and everything. Okay, boys, cover it up. We're good. Water stopped.
Water stopped.
Well, it's a water main break. Plugged it. Yeah, some plugged it. Well, that works.
Oh, my word.
Well, I can say that my order showed up whole.
I can tell. I can hear you eating it.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
he's so sorry.
I'm sure he is.
He's not at all.
I honestly didn't think you were hearing that. I'm sorry. I'm
just you were talking with food in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That's because you have those high quality microphones.
I didn't hear you chewing. Like your dentals weren't falling out or nothing. And, your dentures weren't clicking.
Your wooden dentals weren't chomping.
You old man. is it good? What'd you get? Chicken sandwich?
Yeah, I got a spicy chicken sandwich. And
that's awesome, dude. Where is Lindsay home?
Yeah, she's around here. Oh,
see, okay. I was thinking spicy chicken I said that chick part thing. That's why.
Yeah, we're not letting Shipper talk about Chick-fil-A because he gets kind of weird about it. It gets creepy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's funny. It's all gooder. It's all gooder till it's not.
More gooder than some more.
Ma'am, you know it. Jack, what are you thinking about? What's going on in your life? We haven't talked to you for a while. We haven't had you on the show for a while, and you're just sitting here quietly, just kind of chuckling along.
I'm chuckling. Who is that?
That's mom. It's on silent. I don't know why it still comes through like that.
It's totally not on silent.
Yeah.
It literally is on silent, but I don't know why because it dings in our mic in our headphones.
That's because of your computer. You have to silent.
Yeah, just hit the mute button on your computer, and then you don't have to worry about that.
How do you do that?
There's speakers on those buttons. Jack,
how long you known us?
I know, but you have a keyboard in front of you that has speakers on it, that has one that's got nothing on it, one that has a speaker with a one line, and then a speaker with three lines, and you hit the one that has no lines.
He's not talking about the keyboard. He's talking about, I think...
No, he's talking about the keyboard.
I'm not going in there, and I'm not hitting anything on Riverside. Right. I'm not going anywhere near that.
I was going that
it,
way.
It is. Yeah, I muted it on. I didn't know I could do that. I thought it would affect everything else.
Well, you didn't write that down. Jack never forwarded that information.
He did not.
That's true. Well, forward it. Consider it forwarded right now. There you go.
Yeah, he's on the Brian Shipper bandwagon of
having. There's the forwarded information.
we're transferring inner office memos.
This is fantastic. You know, we're inner office memos.
We're really getting a lot done today.
this is a productive phone call.
Yes, it is.
Well, look at that. We learned how to mute.
Wow.
It's the simple things up here.
It is. Yeah. You know, life is slower here in Shoemakersville.
You live in that fast-paced state of Tennessee.
You certainly do. Yeah.
Life in the slow lane in Shoemakersville.
Yes.
Hey, how's your boys doing down there? Josh.
Oh,
Big Josh. Big Josh and... Big Josh and Little Josh, or what's his name?
So big no more. He's lost like almost 100 pounds. So he's
really,
yeah. I call him
bariatric. Slim. You call him what?
Slim.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I forgot that he had done that. That's fantastic. Good for him.
Yeah. He's doing good. He's doing good. So is Brandon.
They both still driving?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I don't want to put Josh's business out there, but, I think that he's got some things in the works that might favor him down the road.
Good for him.
Yeah. I can tell you afterwards, but
yeah. No, that's good. I hope it all works out for him. You know, I really do. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So we're supposed to get some snow on Monday.
Yeah. That's what I heard. You guys are supposed to get some snow. Is it going to stop everything? Stop traffic. Everybody's going to airplanes are just all going to, airports are closed. Roads are closed.
They apparently shut down the airport. There's no flights.
See, that's the thing that caught my attention when your mom was telling me. Now you said it brings that back to mind. And that's the thing that threw me was that they literally closed the airport.
They didn't close.
And they had two helicopters flying. Right. It was two, Tony, right?
Yeah. And supposedly they actually shut down the power to a few city blocks too.
Yeah. Weird stuff like that. Nothing shuts down FedEx, but
yeah.
Yeah. It's because they got to move.
What?
I don't know. Shippers said not FedEx.
Right. Oh, yeah, okay. Memphis there. That's the hub
of Miami.
What are you talking about?
The whole Miami thing we're just talking about.
He's talking
5 minutes
about
the
snow.
No, but we're just talking.
Okay. All right.
We're all over the place.
Yep.
I need a map.
Brandon Nally when you need it.
Weren't we talking about?
We were talking about the snow, but Tony mentioned something about the airport being shut down. He says about not being Miami. That's one of the things that caught my attention about Miami was that they actually shut down the airport in Miami.
There was a right turn there and I didn't take it.
You didn't. Yeah. You missed the off ramp.
Obviously.
That's all right. That's right. We go the extra mile here at Pitt, Ohio.
Yeah, and then we turn around and get a code.
And Hammer Lane Legends because
then we get a U-turn code.
Because we missed the exit.
That's it.
We work trucking into that, right. We worked it right in there.
We go the extra mile because we always U-turn.
So, we do. We do a lot of that right here at Hammer Lane Legends.
Yep. We're Jen Psaki. We'll circle back. No, we're just going to U-turn.
Hammer Lane, our logo ought to be a U-turn sign. We're going to circle back on that. Well, we're just going to U-turn.
Yes.
We're doing a 180. Oh my. It is so good to talk to you guys. Anyway, did you ever answer my question, Jack? What have you been up to?
I don't know. What was I supposed to say to you? You already
what
told
have you.
Been
up? You didn't really talk. You told me.
What am I supposed to say? I work down here and I do things on computers that make shows go out to the internet.
Fantastic.
That's my
job. On time, 96%, hey, right?
I would appreciate if you made your job sound a little bit more entertaining and riveting, son. Okay?
What are you doing for me?
Actually, Tony's going, I think Jack needs a pay cut. Doesn't tell you a whole lot. So.
The Merkle Media payroll hammer all of will a come sudden, down.
Jack turns on the technical lingo.
Well, you see, there are lots of ones and zeros that I must input into this data sheet to and make plus, it happen.
And plus, he has to maintain and operate the Merkle Media 24-hour, 7-day-a-week technical service hotline.
Exactly, because that's usually a weekend call, and those costs are double.
That is correct.
Yes.
But hello, you know,
my name is Bob. How can I help you?
When I already pay him zero, double zero is zero.
But it's twice as much as what he had before. Twice as much as
what he had. Just add more zeros.
That's it. You need a new revenue stream, though. Have Jack do troubleshooting on the phone for a fee.
For Merkle Media.
For Merkle Media. And now it's a new income stream, Jack.
We're like Joe Biden. We're creating jobs every minute.
Hey, Tony, you know my schedule. You can put it in wherever you think it'll fit.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday.
Wow. But you can put it in wherever you think it will fit?
The caveat there is you can't charge your old man.
Want to bet?
You would be the highest paying customer. That is 100% true.
The customers that require us to show them where the on switch is get double charged. And that you definitely fall on that one.
Brian Shipper and Brian Merkle would be single-handedly supporting all of Merkle Media. We don't have to pay Jack from our job.
Every time Jack makes dinner and takes a bite, he'd be like, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, take a note of that, Tony. Jack would make dinner.
Oh,
I do
make not dinner. Order it.
Hey, I haven't made dinner in like 17 years, man. What can I say? I got a good wife.
How old are you?
Old enough to be married for 17 years.
Yes, you are. Did you make dinner when you lived at home? Because I don't remember those days.
Good point.
I love you, kiddo. You know, I'm just messing with you. Because your mom doesn't either, so what the heck?
He was in practice. This is like an Olympic marathon that he's on now since he's married.
Do you know what my lovely wife has done? She has passed on her cooking skills to all of her kids.
What? Poor Alex.
Right. Yes, exactly, bro.
Stop at the Chick-fil-A outside of work before you head home.
I love my wife. Michelle is awesome. Tony and Jack and Tanya's mom is a wonderful person. She doesn't cook. And that's okay. I don't mind cooking.
I always thought cooking was macaroni and cheese heated up in a microwave or something.
So like did your mom. That's what I thought it was. And if she got really creative, she'd throw some hamburger in it.
I call that prison food.
And that makes sense. That's why I never thought prison sounded bad.
3 hots in a cot.
Yes, sir. So whatever the kids have picked up on cooking over the years, they've done it on their own.
I mean, Salisbury steak was always delicious out of the microwave.
Yeah. The frozen meals.
Put that family pack in there, 60, 30 minutes, boom, done.
Make sure you lift that plastic lid off a little bit so that it doesn't explode. Yep.
That's the vent or there's a mess.
So it explains why now that we're kind of rehashing my childhood, why to this day I still think putting ketchup on bread and folding it in half and calling it a ketchup sandwich.
That's a tomato sandwich. Don't Amen, be ridiculous. Bro.
You but got
it. Everybody tells me that's disgusting. I'm like, well, I think it's cooking.
That's cooking.
I used to do that with A1.
Or melted really? Cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, wow.
You put two slabs of cheese on a bread, put another piece of bread on top, put it in the microwave for like 40 seconds, melt that bad boy. That's good stuff.
That is melted cheese sandwich. Amen, bro. Yeah. You know what I used to do? I just take the bread, put it in the toaster, let the toaster do the work, and then add the cheese, you know, once it pops up.
Yeah.
So the bread is still warm. Kind of makes the cheese. It doesn't melt it. It just makes it warm and soft.
Well, you could toast it. Throw the cheese on it, 6 seconds in the microwave, and you have a grilled cheese sandwich, and you never use the pan.
And not even grill anything.
No grill marks.
That's it.
It's a, so this is Cooking with Brian and Brian.
This is Hammer Lane Legends Culinary.
Or you can also do that by strapping it onto the hot side of the turbocharger off the truck. You know, 15 miles, stop, flip it, and you're good to go.
Yep. Now you do your soup too.
Yeah, you better watch for burn. It might burn.
It might. That's why you have to make sure it's not too high. You have to make sure you stop in time.
Right.
Yeah, that's on you.
When I was driving, I had leftover lasagna, and I tried heating it up on the motor, and I just got too impatient, I think, because I was just like, this is retarded. I don't even know if it's going to work. So I just went and grabbed it and ate it cold. It is what I did.
You know, used to do that snowmobile and put hot dogs on the exhaust pipes.
Really?
Yeah. And drive, they cook. Good. So as soon as you stop, you're eating them.
What? I thought of that meme that we saw today. No, but it's funny when you think about it.
Oh, your dad saw the Wienermobile slid off the road.
In a ditch, in the snow.
Yes, this is not where you want your hot dog to be.
This is not where you want your wiener. It sucks when you get your wiener stuck in the snow.
There you go. Hey, speaking of the Wienermobile, Jack, they're hiring drivers. You get 32 or 35,000 a year to drive that Wienermobile.
Can you have another job too, or are you just driving around?
Well, I mean, Jack can do all the editing while he's on the road.
Oh, there you go, Jack.
Yeah. Is it a Tesla? The autopilot?
No. So,
what fun would that be? You got to stop and get fuel.
Right. You got to give out hot dogs.
It's interesting that you're trying to lure my employee away from me right in front of me for a job that pays less than what I'm paying
him. True.
On a show that is supported by this is very
interesting. Well, how this is unfolding in live.
It is. Yep. Shipper just cost us our hats.
Please remove your hats and cardboard out of them. Shipping is on your expense.
Right. They better be in the office by Wednesday.
Oh, my word. That's funny. With an apology letter.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
500 times.
Oh, my word. That's funny, dudes. That is funny.
You better mail the Oscar Mayer whistle with it.
Yeah.
Yes, the weenie whistle. Yes, sir. Because.
Yeah. Okay. What are they coming up? April?
Who? The Wienermobile?
No.
Or Jack and
the two Tennessee wieners.
Wow! You just called our CEO a wiener.
He's a wiener. Wiener.
Chicken dinner. I'm sorry, Tony. It's what you get when you can't afford it. Good help.
That's all right. It's okay.
I'm sure this will reflect in my paycheck that I don't get.
Yes. You know how much you've been getting?
Yeah.
You're going to get twice as much.
Right. Of less.
Oh, my word. That's funny, dude. That is funny. Well,
I wonder if I should consider paying you guys.
No, we'd have to log it.
$2 an hour.
We'd have to log it.
I can ship you guys some eggs from the chickens.
Wow.
Ooh, eggs from the chickens. Where the hell were you back in the summertime
when they were 12 bucks a dozen? We could have traded
them for a freaking... That's your phone.
What? It's on silent.
It's okay. I can tell you how to fix it. Just click your messenger box right on the computer where it says messages, the green thing with the bubble on it.
Yeah.
He's talking to you.
That.
What do you think he was talking to?
Well, your dad looked at me like,
Did you click on it?
Did I click on what?
Your messages on your computer.
He's talking about your computer.
Yeah. The text.
Hold on a minute. He's moving cords here. It's going to take a while.
All right. So I click on the messages.
Yep.
Speaking in the microphone.
Okay. Now they came over here on the other. Yeah.
Okay. So in the top left corner of your screen where it says messages, click on that and hit settings.
Left corner. Your other left. Attaboy.
Do you see where it says messages?
I don't know. I'm not looking at it.
Holy crap.
Yep. This is computer by Brian.
This now, is the tech support.
When you do you see on the settings window, it says messages received.
Yo, we're still stuck at messages
I'm
here.
I'm still looking for the messages thing.
Okay. Click on your messages on the laptop.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. So the top left corner should have the Apple logo and then messages.
It doesn't. It has a whole row of the messages, and then there's like a window to the right
of
that.
You mean the track?
No, hold on.
The entire computer screen.
Oh, I see.
Oh, up there.
Yep, I got you.
That's a whole different route.
I got you. So I click on the messages thing.
Yep, and the drop down menu goes to settings.
Okay.
It's settings. Should have just told you the shortcut, but that would have made it take longer. And then on that window, it says message received sound. You see that?
Keep messages.
Actually, just hit where it says there's a checkbox that says play sound effects. Do you see that checkbox?
The last one right there. Yep, I see it.
Yeah, unclick that. So it's an absolute check. And then just hit the little red box, little red button at the top left.
Stop sign.
We're all done.
Stoplight.
You're done.
That keeps you from just
make any more sounds now.
But it didn't change anything on my phone. So my phone is still ding when I get a message, like when I'm not on silent, right?
Probably.
That's correct.
All right.
Maybe.
Well, okay. We'll find out, won't we?
Want me to send you a message?
No.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you can send me a message. We'll find out if it worked.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Stand by.
Are we two hosts of the show?
Hey. Like I said, we're two old dudes.
Well, so just so you know, Tony is four times the average pay. So you have to pay him, especially because it's a weekend. I would say it's eight times what we would normally charge because he's the CEO. So, there's quite a bit of an upcharge on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Story of my life.
Bill to Merkle Media North.
Now I got to pay Tony for technical support because it worked.
Yeah.
Customer sent me a message and no ding involved.
Right. The little things they should have told you before they went south.
These are things that can be done simply by like tinkering with what's on screen.
You know what question?
Do you understand we are old people and we don't tinker with stuff?
No. This lack of knowledge is coming from a guy who 10, 15 years ago when we had Adele, figured out all of the things that needed to be done to somehow make it work. Adele is even worse to operate with than a Mac.
You gave her lessons?
Yep.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. And you didn't get any residual from that either?
Nothing.
Boy, you get the short end of the stick all the time.
Yes. It's been like fire in the rain.
So you didn't tell me. Yeah. Oh, shit. And these two on that end are, what the hell's going on? I'm ready to tell Jack. You didn't tell me you had another sister.
What?
Adele.
You're talking about the singer Adele.
All right.
I can't help it that the name of the computer was Adele.
He had Adele.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's the problem. Every time I hit a button, it's like something just disappears. No.
Well, it's because the button did what it was supposed to do then.
That's not a good thing. When you're trying to record somebody and you hit a button and it disappears. Have you recorded somebody?
There's also this thing called Google and YouTube.
Or where reading. You have questions. The button. Like the button is, it's not like a button that doesn't have a name on it. It says what it's supposed to do.
Listen, these are the words you don't want Joe Biden to hear. Just push the button. And if you push the right button, Google ain't going to help you. Okay? Just saying. I'm just putting that out there.
Well, now Shipper just got her shut down by the NSA.
Right. That's all right.
I didn't say
anything contrary to popular demand.
Here's what I just can't understand. How do you guys keep all this stuff in your heads? Because when I call you guys, let me see what you got. And I put it on FaceTime thing and have a hard enough time flipping the camera around on that. But I get it done.
We just start off We turn around.
I like how you say you call you guys. You don't call you guys. You call me guys. You call me. Right. You call Tony.
Us guys call you.
That's what I'm saying. So me guys is me, not you guys.
Me guys.
Well, Tony has surpassed the level of being
excellent. He has his phone turned off.
Yeah, I just won't
answer. That's for a reason.
That is to avoid phone calls from retards like us.
Tony, I'm outside. I got what color car do you want me to hold up that I can get in?
Nothing.
Ooh, I got an idea.
Tony's going, why are they on Merkel Media again?
You picked me, pal. You left.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Tony's going, if he weren't my dad.
I have no skin in this.
What'd you say?
I'll still throw you to the curb. It don't matter to me. I'll just call it, hey, it's just business.
It's not personal. It's not personal. Just business.
I appreciate the food from, 20 years ago, but it's just business, old guy.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
There you go. You've got mail. Ding.
Don't laugh. I'm still on AOL. We didn't pursue that any further.
Wow.
And it is getting a lot slower. And
you still haven't figured it out, have you?
No, it's getting a lot slower too.
Do you have like Wi-Fi up your way or better internet access or Comcast or internet through your cable provider or anything? You got to have cable provided internet.
Yeah, I guess there's Service Electric or Twin County, but I have DirecTV. I have a dish.
I don't expect anybody that has a dish.
He just swallowed his head.
What'd you say? You don't respect anybody that has a dish?
Yeah, I don't respect people who get their TV from a dish.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just don't like them.
I know there's HughesNet. That's a
dish provider.
Yeah.
But this is what I don't get.
That's what I'm curious about.
This is what I don't understand. Okay. Now they say dish, DirecTV, whatever. I'm thinking when you're out in the square states of Oklahoma, Kansas, and the tornadoes come by. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you got the Weather Channel all through the whole thing.
Till you hear a tornado coming through.
I had that snow.
Yeah.
I lost signal.
Really?
Yeah. Because apparently there's not enough Teflon spray coating on it.
To fly it out.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Well, in Oklahoma, there's trying to track a tornado coming towards his county. Nothing.
Just when we had dish, it was the same way. You get a good heavy snowstorm, nothing. You don't have any signal. Same thing with like a heavy rainstorm.
Yeah, but then we would just send your mom out up on a ladder and tell her to just stick your hand up in the air and hold on to the dish. We'll be okay.
Move it a little bit. Good there.
That's why I'm surprised Shipper didn't say something about doing that with Lisa.
No. You know what I say?
I know what she would say.
You know what I say? Teresa. Yeah.
Teresa.
Yeah. My wife says to me, she says, well, do you have anything on the playlist that you didn't watch? No, I watched everything. Sucks to be you, she says.
Yeah.
They have a fantastic relationship. They talk a lot.
Yes, we do.
They are talkative people. Shipper, how's your wife doing? She's okay.
I guess. She didn't say anything today that would change that opinion.
She didn't sway my attitude about that one way or the other, so we're good.
That's true.
But anyway,
Oh, man.
Well, we had a good time talking with you guys. And we're trying to keep the show down to hour and 15.
Hey, it's not our show. It's their show. They got the timer running. We don't know.
I'm looking right there. It says 1 hour and 12 minutes, 48 seconds. Oh, there's right there. You're the one who looked at it that thing right there. But
up at the top there where it says 000.
Yep, because we haven't even talked yet.
I know. Wait, really?
We started that's recording.
Are you didn't record yet?
What the heck? We got Tony for another hour.
Oh, no, I'm gone. I'll see you guys.
Really? This is how you're going to play this?
Hey, you know, I got a farm to tend to, okay? It's starting to get dark. I got to feed my pigs, got to feed my chickens. I still got to hit the farm store, get more feed, more hay.
Before the snow.
Before the blizzard of 2020. So
are you telling me DoorDash won't deliver your tractor supply stuff to you?
I haven't tried.
They I wonder.
Tractor supplies. Well, actually, maybe it is.
Yeah, maybe they are.
Yes, I mean, they are. And this coming from a non-tech guy.
Are they DoorDashers?
I'm sure they are.
Don't do anything. This coming like it's gospel. Yeah. This coming from a non-tech guy. Are they DoorDashers? I guess so.
Yeah, tractor supply is
DoorDash. Yes, you
know. What did you say, Jackson?
It is DoorDash.
Thank you.
They do have DoorDash. That's cool. Yeah,
there you go. I just saved you gas money.
So you're telling me they'll bring it to me?
Looks like it, yeah.
Will they feed the pigs too?
Probably yeah, not. You better check, man.
I don't know. Man,
putting a good tip on the DoorDash app.
That takes a big tip.
I don't know if I'd be able to still call myself a farmer if I have somebody else feed.
Yeah, you would be like a Green Acres.
Eddie Albert there. Yeah, just stand there in your suit there.
Yeah. Just call Mr. Haney. Mr. Haney.
Tony, there's a phone call for you. You got to climb up on the pole.
What was the farm guy's name? The guy who worked for the government. Do you remember what his name was? I don't remember what his name was. It doesn't matter. Anyway, we should let you guys go. You guys got things to get to this evening and all that. But
Jack's got nothing to do.
I know.
You got
especially now because his show is already done. You know, using what we're using today, he doesn't even have to do anything.
You guys are insane.
I know. But we had a good time talking with you guys. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, simple life. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Yep, simple
life. You guys living in that fast lane down there by Nashville.
Too much
Memphis.
Going on. Hey,
like no. Memphis is 6 hours away. Nashville's 3 hours away. What are you talking about, bro?
So fast paced down that way.
Yeah, it is.
That's like driving from Norristown to like almost Pittsburgh. It's not even remotely close.
It's in the same state, isn't it?
Okay, in that logic then, Delaware is freaking forever away.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you guys are up there by Pittsburgh and Erie. You know?
We are, because we get the same weather they get. Except for it's been all rain.
Right.
You know, that's what I said to your mom and Shipper. You know, if all the rain that we've gotten in the past 3 weeks
was 90 inches of rain.
Yeah, man. We'd be swimming in it.
Yeah,
it'd be ridiculous.
We won't be working nor podcasting.
Nope. It would be
cloud. I can't park.
Can't park. So yeah, it's crazy, dudes. It's crazy. Well,
don't blame us. Yeah.
All of that being said, Tony and Jack and Tony, Merkle Media. It was a blast having you guys on. Thanks for taking the time with us. I really do. Even with all the shenanigans and hoopla going on before we got this thing rolling.
I'm going to have to rearrange my schedule. If these boys are coming up in April, I'm going to clear some stuff out here.
No, please don't.
What?
Tony's been, no, please don't. He doesn't want to have to fire us in person.
Oh, he's that kind of boss, is he?
Check your mailbox.
Check my mailbox.
He's coming.
Tony, just forward it right now.
Might as well.
Consider it forwarded.
Mailbox is full.
There's the title for the show, Jack. Consider it forwarded.
There you go. There you go. That sounds
all right.
Good.
Well, with that, let them sign up because it ain't our show.
Exactly. You guys can sign off for us.
All right, everybody. Until next week, keep the hammer down in the hammer
lane. Hammer lane.
Amen. Perfect. You guys got to stop the button, so.
Oh, yeah. Very
good. It's not us.
You never guess the places that I've been. You never guess the places that I've been. Because everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in my dream that I live in. Never gonna let the day begin. Never gonna let the day begin. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't wake me up before you go. And I'll just make this bed my own.
better from above.